Set your apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for the Tiny Shutter Podcast with your hosts, Keith Tharp, Mark Sadowski, and Matt Hoffman.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from a short break, and short break meaning because we recorded on Wednesday last week, we're recording on Tuesday this week. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with nothing. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, all iPhone photography by iPhone photographers for iPhone photographers. I am Keith Tharp.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
And unlike last week where I screwed up the introduction or the formal introduction of our guests, I am going to start out this week by formally introducing our guest. His name is Javier, and he is the, I guess, originator, builder, creator of Instagrammers Boston. How are you today, Javier?
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So would that be correct? You are the creator?
We can say I am the manager / founder of the Instagrammers Boston community.
/ Lord and Master.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we are going to get into this week's news. And if you have any comments about it, you can feel free to jump in. And then we will get into the formal interview right after that. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's start out with iPhones are the bane of my life news. James Bond has stated, well, I'm paraphrasing, something to the point of, I won't go into pubs anymore because I can't have a pint of Guinness and get rowdy without some twit filming me and putting it all over the internet. The difference now is phones are everywhere and they're the effing bane of my life. I get people taking pictures of me while I'm having dinner, and I want to get violent, but I can't. So let me clarify, first of all, this is the Daniel Craig James Bond, and not the Tiny Shutter fan Roger Moore James Bond. And he didn't specifically mention iPhones, I just added that for relevance. But it's just another one of these funny stories with celebrities getting tweaked by people taking camera phone pictures of them in inopportune moments.
Boo hoo, go cry into your $100 bills, baby. You're James Bond, for God's sakes.
All right, moving on. In mobile photography news, DP Review has launched a new site called Connect. It's a mobile photography version of their site specific to technology and culture and community for the mobile photography folks. Lots of info and so forth over there, and links and whatnot in the show notes to that.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah. I mean, tons of info there, too. I mean, those
people just can go to tinyshutter.com.
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to say. I mean, our fans wouldn't be interested in that. all right. Anyway, moving on. This is good news stuff here. In reasons to not buy an Android phone news, the United States Navy has developed a piece of Android-aimed malware called Place Raider, which should be codenamed Creepy Scary Pervert App, which allows the phone's camera to be remotely and covertly controlled, forcing the app to capture constant image data, which the malware then uses to build a 3D image of the phone's location, which it then transmits the data back to the originator, bypassing all physical and personal security measures. An article on PC Advisor goes on to say that it is possible for smartphones like Windows and iOS phones to have a similar malware that could run on them. The problem is that with the high level of kind of, what do they got here, related application stores makes it, researchers...
It's just easier to screw with an Android, isn't it?
Well, it's basically because of that tight control and rein that Apple and the other app stores have to kind of prevent these types of apps from getting in. Makes it harder for them to sneak something like this through the gates.
Yeah.
But, so that's kind of weird, though, huh? I mean, this thing can remotely access your phone while you've got it sitting out on your desk or something like that, and it starts capturing pictures while you're talking to somebody and getting a kind of visual of where you are.
It's kind of like that movie Eagle Eye, only with a better plot.
All right. Are we ready to move on?
Let's do it.
I got two more great stories here, right?
That's good, because I have bad flashbacks to a movie.
In Kickstarter news, you may remember an episode a while back that we included commentary on a particular concept product called the HiLo Lens. At the time, it hadn't made it anywhere other than concept type of stuff with a video. And now, however, it is on Kickstarter.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
How's it doing?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll link back to the episode where you can hear our thoughts on the concept. And I'm mentioning it today simply because Cult of Mac picked it up because it hit Kickstarter. And it's doing fairly well. I think he's got a $27,000 goal, and he's up to just over $4,000 right now.
And he just started it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was either just today or just yesterday that he started it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, this is one of those lenses that I particularly, I mean, it just wasn't my cup of tea, but more props to this guy. I hope he makes it. I really do.
For sticking with it. But the reason I'm mentioning it today is because of Cult of Mac's take on it. They did a little bit of an article on it, and I'm just going to quote the first paragraph from Cult of Mac's article, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who don't know what the high-low lens is, you'll just have to go see the show notes for the links and go back to the last episode that mentioned it. Okay, here's Cult of Mac's quote. Perverts rejoice. Now there's an iPhone accessory which will let you shoot pictures of pretty girls in public without anyone ever knowing. And it's even better than a specialty adapted camera because you can just pretend to be like checking your messages or whatever. It's called the high-low lens, and it puts the can and did in candid.
That's kind of stretching it.
So anyway, I just thought the way that they had kind of pegged it in a particular kind of way was kind of funny, and it might anger some particular people that we know.
You know what? Actually, all that even better, because something like that will just get spur everybody to check out the Kickstarter page, and I'm sure he got a pretty good kick from that.
I would imagine having it be on Cult of Mac, he's going to get people over there, and yeah. So good for him. I'm glad to see it on Kickstarter, and if you're interested in getting more information about it, there'll be links in the show notes.
Awesome.
All right, last bit of news, and then we'll move on. In iPhone 6 rumors news, Apple has applied for a patent for a polymer dispersed liquid crystal window, or something like that, a futuristic material that can change opacity and allow for a seamless body design, making the camera's flash making the phone's cameras, flash, and screens virtually invisible when not in use. So that's it. Links in the show notes.
Yeah.
The funniest part is that we're already starting, literally having articles with iPhone 6 rumors already. That's
crazy. Not surprising, but crazy. Yep. Considering that we have, what is it called? The mini iPad on the way.
Oh, right. That was the other bit of news that I didn't even have in my notes here. The mini iPad is scheduled for, well, there's a press conference.
Right.
Scheduled for?
Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
The 23rd.
Next Tuesday, the 23rd.
Yep.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's go to the feature. Ready?
Let's do it.
Dum, dum, dum. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have a special guest. His name is Javier, and as you heard earlier, he is the founder of Instagrammers Boston, and we have a list of questions for him. And if you are in the focus group right now and you'd like to ask a question of Javier, please feel free to. Let's start out with this. Can you just give us a kind of background for you in mobile photography, and for you as far as the group goes?
Sure. So I started with the iPhone probably 2 years ago. I started exploring mobile photography, and I probably played with different applications for about a year before I actually started using Instagram. That happened about a year ago. And, you know, as I started exploring the different, areas of Instagram, following certain people, I was really having fun with exploring my own mobile photography. And one of the things I started doing was following, people that took photographs that were of interest to me. And along the way, I found some communities based specifically on cities or countries. I found that all of these communities had something in common, and they had the name Instagrammers and then followed by city name or country name. So, I live in Boston, and I said, so let me see if there's anything like it for Boston. And to my surprise, there was nothing. So, you know, that was a little bit disappointing. But I said, well, let me see if there are any plans to start one or, you know, something similar. So I did some research and I found the Instagrammer's website. And this is actually a worldwide community. It's not affiliated to Instagram, but it's just like the Instagrammer's movement. And it was actually founded by Phil Gonzalez. He's a really nice guy. He lives in Spain. He is from Spain. And, you know, he started this project a couple of years ago, and it has expanded. Now there are more than 250 communities worldwide. And, you know, I reached out to him, and I asked him, hey, you know, are there any plans to start a Boston community? And he's like, well, you know, we've been looking for somebody to help us with that project, but we haven't been able to find anybody. So if you're interested, I mean, we'll be more than happy to help you, you know, start that project. So that's pretty much how everything began. At that point, you know, we followed like the logo that they use, and we, you know, started to plan this launch for the Boston community, which happened on April Fool's Day, 2012. So that was our launch date. And since then, you know, we've had an amazing experience with, we're closing 6,000 followers at this point.
And, nice.
Nice.
And, you know, we're getting a lot of great submissions for Picture of the Day. You know, we try to feature the best images from, you know, the community members. And, you know, so it's been a fun experience for sure.
So let me go back for a second. Did Instagrammers give you any kind of toolkit? Like, this is what we do. This is a process that we kind of follow. And do they give you a support system or like a presence, a web presence?
Well, they actually have a Facebook group. You know, it's a private group for what they call the managers. So yep. It's like managers.
Oh, got it. So
that's for managers. And, you know, it's pretty much every administrator or manager or founder of any of these 250-plus communities, they belong to this group. So, you know, that's like the support system. When you have questions, when you need something, that's how you communicate with other cities. They share information about how they plan events in different, you know, cities or different topics. And then, you know, I was lucky to find a lot of help and support within that group to make our community here in Boston successful from the beginning, because I didn't have to go through a lot of the pains that other cities went through, but I was just able to gather, you know, all of the good information and experiences that they had accomplished and just run with them.
Kristen from the focus group asks, do you guys do photo walks? And I think I want to kind of cap on top of that. If you guys do, is it a photo walk or is it just people individually, people going out and just using hashtags?
Well, we've organized two events within the Instagrammers Boston community. And on both of them, we incorporated what we considered a photo walk. And, you know, pretty much we just, you know, we gather it in certain location. And from there, you know, you just, we plan this ahead, like a path from point A to point B. And during that segment, you try to cover, you know, historic landmarks or, you know, some interesting landmarks within the city. And you just, it's like a slow paced walk because everybody wants to stop. Everybody wants to take pictures. And for the event itself, you do establish a hashtag that everybody can just tag their pictures after the event. And from there, we've had contests of, you know, picture of the day or best picture of the event, and you know, we've had some prizes as well. So, you know, it's good. It's fun for everybody. And, you know, we have some community members who are very active. For our first event, actually, we had a great idea from one of our members, and she said, why don't we have a scavenger photo hunt? So, you know, it was a new concept for me and I think for most of the people, but what I did is I pretty much, you know, we established the meeting place and I went a couple of days ahead and I, you know, selected 25 to 30 random items within a half a mile radius. And then, you know, when people came to the event, that was, you know, I gave them a list and everybody had a lot of fun and it was challenging. And so there's a lot of things that you can incorporate into these events.
I totally love that idea, the scavenger hunt idea. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Something that we had in mind for an event of our own.
Oh, really? Yeah. I will definitely recommend it. It's fun. It's challenging. People really get a kick out of it. So.
Nice.
Very cool. I guess I'll go next. My question is, do you have any, you just mentioned prizes, so that kind of leads me into, do you get any kind of help or support from folks like Instagram or Postagram, or Postagram, or any of these other kinds of companies?
No. So up to this point, at least, that has not been the case. Usually what I've done is, as I said before, we only had two official events. And, you know, I usually, because there's a lot of things to do and I, for the most part, run this by myself, I reach out to the most active members within the group. And I ask them if they like to assist in organizing events and, you know, getting ideas. And for the past two events, I mean, people actually have volunteered to donate maybe an iPhone attachable lens or something that will, you know, be motivation as a prize or something like that. Awesome. So, you know, the prizes themselves are very minor in monetary value, but, you know, it's just more about the fun and the group and
sure.
the social aspect of it. And, you know, you get a little incentive as well. But our main focus has been just, you know, to share experiences, to meet new people and to have fun.
For just as a side note for the future, you should look into contacting Doc Popular at Postagram, because I know they do support for what they call InstaWalks. And he's mentioned that he would send out, I mean, when he mentioned to us that if we wanted to do one, he would send out some swag for us. So if you get the opportunity to contact them, they might send out some coupon codes and stuff like that for you.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for the tip.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Javier,
Matt.
There's something that I saw that you're affiliated with right now that I'm pretty interested in and was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about, and that's the Going Mobile show that's happening in Boston. Can you give us a little bit of info on that?
Oh, absolutely. So a few weeks ago, the CEO of the Open Hearts Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that they organize events, and they, you know, the money they collect, they donate to charities and, you know, special causes. So, you know, he's a member in a follower of the Instagrammers community. And you know, he pretty much just reached out and say, hey, I'm organizing this event. I'd love if, you know, you could participate, you know, help promote, spread the word. You know, and I thought it was a great cause, and I was definitely interested in participating and helping promote the event. So, you know, we established, it's sort of like a contest, and, you know, people will hashtag their pictures to the Going Mobile hash. And from there, 100 pictures from Boston will be selected, printed and displayed in this gallery event. And they will select another 100 or so additional pictures from the greater Boston metropolitan area. And those will be displayed, or actually projected, into a wall. So, you know, it's an exciting new aspect of what running this community is. And I'm really excited to be part of.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome. So this is happening in the beginning of December, if I'm not mistaken, December 5th.
Yes, that's when the event will take place. However, submissions for the contest will end on November 1st.
Great. And if someone wants to attend the event, they could get tickets at the event, or is it something you have to purchase beforehand?
Well, the whole information, I'm not entirely sure how to the ticket sale goes. All I know is that it's $15 for a ticket, or there's a discounted ticket for $10, but you have to donate a toy for the Toys for Tots program. All of the information is actually in the Open Hearts website. You know, they have all of that information, and but I'm not sure if they are actually on sale right now or when will they go on sale, to be honest.
Cool. Well, I just thought it was a cool thing because it gives everyone an opportunity to see, you know, some of the great photography that's going on right in their local area, you know, that being Boston. And I am generally pretty interested in seeing any kind of exhibition of mobile photography. So I'm looking forward to this event.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you should submit your own pictures.
I did submit one.
Oh, awesome.
Tell them which one so you can win.
No, that's okay. It's actually not from Boston, so it won't be printed if it gets picked.
Spoiler.
All right. I'm going through the list. It looks like we tagged all the questions that we have in the actual list.
Yeah, we pretty much got everything.
Perfect. There's another question that kind of popped up for me, Javier. This is obviously something that's on the side for you in like a hobby kind of atmosphere. What kind of commitment does managing this group require from you?
Well, at the beginning, it was, because I was trying to promote the Instagrammers Boston community. I was trying to get the word out. So I was spending a good chunk of time in doing this. And, you know, my wife could probably attest to that. She wasn't very pleased with me. But, you know, as time has passed and the community has grown, my, you know, day-to-day activities have settled for the most part. So I spent, on average, I will say 30 minutes every evening just going through all of the submissions for picture of the day and, you know, just picking up a winner. And, you know, every time we have an event, and you know, that will require some additional time and commitment, but you know, it's manageable.
Nice. What is your official hashtag for the community?
Well, we have two. One is I Heart Boston, and the other one is I Gears Boston.
Is it I Heart spelled out HEART?
Yes.
And the other one is IGers Boston?
Correct. So those are the two hashtags that I check every day for submissions.
Awesome.
Make sure it doesn't mean anything in Norwegian.
Yeah. You know, and every now and then we come up with challenges. You know, sometimes people just email me with ideas about the challenge, about, you know, black and white photography or specific colors or, you know, specific things, themes. So every now and then we have, you know, small contest like that just to keep the community involved and participating.
That's really awesome.
Very cool.
How many photos do you guys have in your hashtags?
Well, in the I Heart Boston, we have more than 20,000, I believe.
Wow.
And that one pretty much started from zero when the community started. The I Gears Boston already had some pictures, but you know, it has grown a lot since the community launch.
Very
and
cool.
That one, I believe, is more than 60,000 pictures or so.
Wow. Very cool. All right. Well, does anybody else have any other questions? Or we can move on to our focus points.
Let's move on to the focus points.
Cool. While we start out with the focus points, Javier, you can think of one because I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you at the end. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Matt, are you ready to redeem
yes.
yourself?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't know how much redeeming I'm doing other than the fact that I just actually have a focus point this week.
Well, that's better than the past 2 weeks, right? Oh, no, you had one. You had one 2 weeks ago. I just tromped on it. Sorry.
You did.
I promise I won't do it today.
That's okay. Well, this time I don't have any misinformation like I did last time. So, lately I've been just cruising through the app store, just trying to find some cool new apps to play with. I've been kind of doing the same thing with just my core apps for like a really long time now, and wanted to find something new to noodle around with. And I came across an app. It's called Perfectly Clear, and I think this app has been around for a little while. It was just updated a couple weeks ago, but basically what this is, it's a photo correction app, and I usually try to get exposures correct when I'm out shooting, whether it's with my regular camera or my iPhone, but sometimes you just get so used to the way you do things, you don't really realize that maybe you're underexposing or overexposing. And this is actually a good way to kind of see maybe what your photos should look like. And basically, it's just a an app where you could take a picture in the app, or you could load a photo from your photo roll into the app. And it's really just a one-click thing. There's a default setting, and it does an amazing job. I had a whole ton of photos that I didn't realize were super flat looking and kind of dark and boring, and this app just made them bright and a little bit more contrasty. They actually looked sharper, and I'm not even sure what else to say about it. It's just really cool. It's really easy. Like, if you're in a hurry to do some editing, you don't want to spend a lot of time in Snapseed or something, this is just one click, boom, you're done. It does have some different adjustments that you can do manually, like exposure and contrast and sharpness. But for the most part, the auto feature did such a good job, I really didn't find myself messing around with the sliders very much.
Sweet. Does it have a cost, Matt?
Yeah, it is $299. And the other thing is that it offers noise reduction as well, but that is an in-app purchase for an extra $1.99. And I haven't bothered with that yet. I haven't really noticed that to be a problem for my pictures. I expect noise with an iPhone, but I may purchase that and see what that's all about.
Be interesting to see how it works. you know, it'd be nice with that kind of in-app purchases if they would give it to you, but maybe watermark it or something.
Yeah, well, they say that it works in a different manner than other noise-removing algorithms, in that it preserves details. It doesn't blur the photos like a lot of other noise removal stuff does.
Cool. Sweet. You want to go next, Mark, or me? Mark is not here. So I guess it'll be me.
Sorry, I had the mic muted.
The mic muted.
Sorry about that. No, well, I was talking to Matt all this time. He never heard a word I said. I pulled a Keith last week.
Oh. So
I'm kind of curious. I'm going to be on the fence with that app. It sounds interesting, but it sounds a little too pricey. That's Rockefeller money.
Jesus, it's so funny. It's so funny when a $2.99 app comes along and we're like, whoa, settle back.
$2.99, then you're adding another $2, yeah, $1.99. Forget the tax.
I'll go. You settle down.
No. I got it ready. Mine's going to be a quick one.
Matt, do you think it's worth $2.99?
Do, yeah. I really do.
Okay.
If people in the focus group, if you can see the video, I have a new iPhone case. This one is by Hipstamatic, and this is an iPhone case that they've had for quite some time, and now it's cheaper. I think it's because the new iPhones are out. This will only fit the iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S. And the cool thing about this, it looks like a camera. Looks like one of those old, it looks like a Hipstamatic camera. The lens part that you see on it, the fake lens, is actually a tripod mount. There's a little attachment that you can add to it, and it will screw onto your tripod. And previously, I think they had it priced at either $30 or $40, which is way overpriced, and it was ludicrous. But now they're selling it for $19.50, and I bought it. I like it. I think it's worth that. And it's a really solid build. I mean, I thought it was just going to be cheap plastic, but it's actually really solid, and it feels like it will protect the phone from falls. And it comes with a wrist strap. So.
Ooh, now that's interesting.
I don't have it attached right now, but you can put it on, and it'll protect your phone from chairlift rides.
All right.
So it's really cool.
Cool.
That's my pick this week.
For me, I'm going to, it's a focus point. For me, I'm going to do another tip-based focus point this week instead of an app. And it's fall up here in the Northeast, and one of the shots that I like to get with my DSLR is to throw on a neutral density filter and get shots of on a windy day with the leaves blowing to get the kind of swervy, wavy, blurred motion from the leaves blowing in the wind. One of the great things about iPhone photography is that you can do that with a app called Slow Shutter Cam or Slow Shutter Pro or whichever one it is, any of those ones that will give you a slow shutter effect. Even for that matter, Average Cam Pro if you happen to be on an older phone. But anyway, so the tip is basically the neat thing about the iPhone is that you can do this even in broad daylight without a neutral density filter, because it's a kind of digital recreation of the effect as opposed to an actual slow shutter. So that's one of my favorite things about the iPhone is being able to kind of next level your kind of creative thing without, I mean, it's not like I couldn't put my neutral density filter on and do it. It's just cool that you don't have to do it. You can do it in broad daylight without a filter. And so my kind of little additional tip to that is if you're doing something similar, it's cool to have something that's stationary and not gonna blow in the wind. So I try and incorporate the trunk of the tree in the same picture so that the trunk is staying stationary, and you can tell that it's not because I was just wiggling the camera. It's because of the wind blowing, and the blur will kind of progressively get more increased as you get up the trunk and out to the leaves. I mean, and out to the branches, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my focus point of the week.
And I didn't even think to use it for that.
Yeah. And so now we're going to move on to Javier. Hopefully I've given you enough time to prepare and give us your focus point of the week.
That was not enough time to prepare.
It can be anything.
Well, I mean, my own technique in my iPhone is probably not very exciting. For the most part, I use just the built-in camera app, and after that, I usually import my pictures into Snapseed. That's my main tool for, editing the pictures. I think Snapseed is just an amazing app that, gives you a lot of flexibility. It comes, with a lot of preset filters that, do a very good job, and you can adjust them to your liking. That's pretty much my workflow on the iPhone.
Very cool. Yeah, we're all big Snapseed fans. Anybody?
The best.
Mark, Mark comes from Muteland again?
No. I was answering a question in the focus group.
Oh, okay.
Kristen is looking to upgrade her 3GS to an iPhone 4. And
she should just go with the 4S.
Well, the 4 is free. I think she originally got it when the iPhone 3GS because it was the free version. Yeah. So I thought.
I think the 4S would still be worth the $99 to get the better camera.
Absolutely.
That is true.
I mean,
well, she just also bought a new house.
Well, hey. Priorities, right? So
we'll make a Kickstarter for her.
There you go.
Do a walk for her. Javier will do a walk for her.
There you go.
Perfect.
Buy Kristen a new phone. Well, if we're going that, we might as well just get her a 5.
Right. All right. Let's wind down. Let's bring this train into the station. Shit.
Somebody wishes they had a mute button.
Oh, forget it. Make sure you head over to tinyshutter.com for links and information to today's show. Make sure you also head over to facebook.com/tinyshutter. Things are getting ramped up over there. We still got tons and tons of awesomely cool stuff on tap for you coming up. We have tons of neat stuff coming up, so just stay tuned. I'm not going to bother listing it all here. Do make sure that you visit hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram. That is our hashtag. Share there. And oh, you know what? We haven't picked a pick post of the week yet this week. So whose turn is it?
Well, before we go into that, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Tiny Shutter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whose turn is it for pick post of the week?
It's yours.
All right. So I have one. That's funny you should mention it. It's you know, if you remember
is
about
it, or is just that Matt and I don't have one.
About 6-7 weeks ago, I came out and boldly stated that I would not like any more pictures on Instagram, any more pictures of feet. I was tired of seeing pictures of feet, and I wasn't going to double tap any more pictures of feet. So I'm breaking that rule today, and I'm using a picture of feet as today's post pick of the week. It's a super cute picture of a kid's feet in socks with a looks like a golden retriever or yellow lab's foot on top of it.
Our kids' feet don't count.
So this is submitted by Reno112. And I will, you, if you want to take a look at it, you can head over to tinyshutter.com. It will be the post pick of the week. If you also want to see it right now, you can head over to hashtag tinyshutter on Instagram and scroll through for this neat picture.
Sweet.
So with that being said, Javier, where can everybody find out more about you?
Well, we have an official website. It's called instagrammersboston.com. There you can find all of the social networks that you can find us, as well as, you know, the picture of the day posted. So that will be the best source of information about our community. In addition to that, I'd like to mention for all of the New England listeners of this amazing podcast that last week was the official launch of the Instagrammers New England community.
Cool.
So it's been about a week since its launch. It's growing at a steady pace. Currently, there are about 559 members in the community, so not bad for a week. And you know, they're doing a very good job in featuring pictures from the New England area. A lot of the focus right now is on the foliage, so they're showing just beautiful, breathtaking images from this area. And a little secret that I'm going to share with you.
We'll keep it a secret. It's between you, me, and our large audience.
Hey, I trust you. I am going to tell you. We are in the early stages of planning an Instagrammers USA community. So,
see, I knew it. I was about to say this. He's starting off with Boston. He's heading to New England. Soon it's going to be East Coast. But instead, he just jumps right into USA and then the world.
Well, the New England is actually managed by somebody else, but you know, the managing a community for the U.S. is going to require a lot of time, commitment, and resources. So it's something that we'll need a team of people to, you know, to participate in that. But you know,
at least two people.
At least two people. Yeah.
So that's very cool.
And it should be, you know, coming, or there will be an official announcement in the upcoming weeks, or you know.
So does Instagrammers New England have a .com as well?
I don't believe they currently have a website in place. They have a Facebook group.
Okay.
Which I believe is facebook.com/IgersNewEngland.
Okay.
Awesome.
Perfect. And Matt?
Yes. Yes, I could be found at... on Instagram. I almost did it again 2 weeks in a row.
Nice.
On Instagram at M Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. Mark.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'll throw you my own username.
Oh yeah, do that too. Definitely.
Alright, so my username is at Javi Mejia. It's JAVIMEJIA.
Sweet. And you can find me. You can find me on Instagram. Username is LensWipe, and you can also find me on CasualPhotography.net. And I am on Twitter, Twitter.com/MostlyMarcus.
And you can get me on Instagram at Keith_Tharp. Remember, this and all the other information from today's show will be at tinyshutter.com. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in again. Make sure you get back here next week. More awesomeness to follow. Thanks for showing up, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sweet.
Boom.
That was fun.
That was a great episode.
Nice.
Thank you. I hope I didn't screw up anything.
No, not too much.
No, that was all me.
Thanks. thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.